I know that probably a lot of people out there know this, but I'm sure there's a few that don't. And there's probably a few new people that come into town with kids, and I notice the school's getting bigger. But we have a wonderful, wonderful organization here called the Children's Repertory of Oregon Workshop, run by Melanie Hurd. And Melanie is with us today. And you've got some – well, you've got a long history of wonderful programs that you've put out, wonderful shows that you guys have produced. How many years have you been doing this now?
That's a wonderful question. We were actually founded in 2011, and we started with just a tiny little show called Beauty and the Beast, which was our first main stage musical. Crow started with $0 in the bank, and we fundraised every single dime to get that show off the ground. And then, I don't know, 13, 14 shows later, look at us now. Here we are.
And it seems as though that the public in general has been pretty good about supporting what you're doing.
We have an amazing community here in Florence. You know, for a rural Oregon coastal town that is essentially 50 miles from any big city, it blows my mind what tremendous support of the arts is right here in this town. We have a lot of wonderful retirees who support the arts because they know that it matters in the life of a child, and it mattered when they were children. So, you know, really, it's a fantastic community for what we do.
Watching some of the shows you put on, it's almost like a mini Broadway.
Well, thank you. That's a wonderful compliment.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's just the quality and the detail that is put into everything you guys do is really amazing.
Thank you.
And that brings us to what's next.
What's next? It's another big one. So you may know that last year we produced a major main stage musical called the SpongeBob Musical, and that was phenomenal. So we were like, oh, well, let's follow that up. What do we want to do? We want to do something totally different this year. So we chose Disney's Newsies. And it is so much fun. If you're unfamiliar with Disney's Newsies, it takes place in 1899 New York. It is historically based, factual, and it's a wonderful educational and literacy tie-in for our students. So that's one of the reasons why we thought it would be a great show. Other reasons that I love it are there's so much dancing and singing, and the music is wonderful. It's got this fantastic, theme that runs through the entire show. It's all about heart and believing in yourself and working together. And, you know, it's about an actual historical event, the Newsboy strike of 1899. So it kind of is timely in a lot of ways.
Well, you know, it's really funny because when you used to watch the old black and white movies and shows like that, you'd see the 9 or 10 year old kid on the street corner with the paper. Get your paper.
Yeah.
You know, and so it was a different culture.
It definitely was. And these Newsies, they really were working children. And many of them were very poor, slept on the street, and, you know, had to make a living for themselves. Some of them had families that they were supporting who couldn't work for whatever reason. And what happens in the show is that Joseph Pulitzer raises the price of the newspapers by 10 cents per hundred. And that is enough of a sudden hike that it will put a lot of these kids, you know, out of work or make it impossible for them to sell their papers. So they rally together and they decide that they're going to strike against those unfair, you know, prices, and they are successful. And so it's really, it's a feel good kind of a story because
Goliath.
Yeah. And the kids win, you know, in the end, and it's pretty great.
It's interesting because, you know, when you think of times today and how tough they can be, well, I tell you what, we have no idea probably of how tough.
Oh, gosh, no. I mean, there's a section of the show where, you know, the children are accepting food and you know, rations from a group of nuns. And, you know, it really puts things in perspective what life was like at that time.
Yeah. So that show, when does it hit the stage?
So we're in rehearsal right now. We just took some amazing publicity photos, which you should see on social media. But the show opens April 12th, and it runs 2 weekends through April 21st.
Wow, that's going to be a fun
time. It's at the Florence Event Center. I should mention that.
So now, recently in the last month or so, you had a bingo.
Yes,
night.
We did.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, as you may or may not know, Crow does not charge children to participate in our main stage musicals. So this is kind of... Well, it's not kind of. It's very rare. If you take a look at any other children's theater organization, nonprofit across the nation, they will charge a child anywhere from, you know, $300 to $400, $500 just to participate in the caliber of show that we do. So when you take that money and you multiply it by 57 kids, there's your profit. There's your operating budget for a show. So we don't do that. Crow really believes that our children, our local kids, deserve the right to perform and experience the arts and have it shape them into these amazing individuals for free. So we do things like a bingo event. And our bingo event was phenomenal. I want to thank everybody who came. I want to thank everybody who donated a prize, everyone who participated, coordinated, bought a dessert from the dessert auction. We were sold out. And it was just a really wonderful show of support for our kids.
Do ticket sales for the shows kind of just make the break-even mark and therefore you need to do the fundraising, or is it just you need that to get started on the next project?
So ticket sales really only cover about a quarter of our operating expenses for a show, our production budget.
Because they're not real expensive tickets.
No, they're not. Adults are $20 and youth are $12. We offer a military and student discount of $18 at the box office window. The ticket sales alone don't really even come close to making it possible for us to do what we do. That being said, we need those ticket sales. We need those people out there in that audience clapping and supporting those kids, because let's face it, that's why we do this, so that they can get that positive feedback. But we really have to fundraise a lot. And so we do the bingo event every year, and we write grants. We have a wonderful grant writer who is out there, you know, just pounding the pavement and bringing in funding. And then we also have a really big push for individual and business donations and sponsorships. We have a wonderful program called the Encore Membership Program, which you can read about on our website, crowkids.com. And we have many, many people who on a monthly basis send in a payment to Crow because they believe in what we do and they've really seen the difference it makes in the kids.
Now, those that are hearing you talk about this that have not done that, how can they get involved if they want to help support the kids?
The easiest way to find information is just to go to our website, and that's crowkids.com. And then over on the right-hand side, there's a drop-down menu. Click on the Donate tab. And we have, you know, information about our various funds that you can contribute to, such as our general fund, our technical theater fund, our scholarship fund, things like that. We also have an endowment fund through Western Lane Community Foundation that people can contribute to directly if they'd like to consider that. Crow is a 501c3, and we accept estate donations. By contributing to the kids, you're contributing to the future of our entire community, our entire town. So we really encourage people to do a little reading on our website. And if they have any questions, they can reach out to me directly. I'm always available.
All right. And again, looking forward to Newsies coming up in April.
Thank you.
That'll be a good show.
Yeah, it's about time we start spreading the Newsies.
Yeah. And have you decided what show's coming up next, or is it still kind of hidden under the hat there?
Well, we have about three that we are kind of considering, and we will probably do another show reveal sometime this summer. We like to make everything a game at Crow, so we'll have a little game where the kids can guess what they think the next year's show will be.
All right. Yeah. And we personally here at Coast Radio would like to thank you for producing Cameron.
Cameron Utz. He played Tarzan for us, and he was also back in his younger days. He was in The Music Man, and then he most recently played Patchy the Pirate, and he was phenomenal.
Yeah. Now, he was in Music Man. Was he... Amarillo?
No. He was Tommy DeGelis, who is the kind of the young strapping love interest. And he was so cute back then. I just adore him.
That's so cool. Well, thank you so much for being here today. Look forward
thank
to
you.
What's going on.
And remember to seize the day and come see Newsies.
Thank you. A lot in the news recently about the proposed charter school. Andy Grzeszkowiak is going to come up and speak with us next. He's going to talk about what's up ahead and maybe some of the funding opportunities that this has brought up. Coming up on the March edition of Our Town.